WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
Whoa.
pay bride until the company comes in and fixes my problem. I hope they're able to fix it. I am going to do this like I do my Ezekiel Bible studies. And we are going to finish out the book of Deuteronomy today and tomorrow. And remember, Deuteronomy is where Moses is preparing the children to go into the promised land. So at this point in time, he is sitting around like grandpa and he's telling them, look, if you just obey the laws of God, you will be so blessed. You will be not be sick. He will protect you on every side. The blessings are beyond measure. What will happen if people will only obey God? And so, let's continue here then today with chapter 27. We're picking up where we left off. And let's go ahead here. The people are to write the law upon stones and to build an altar of whole stones. The tribes divided in Gerizim and Ebal, and the curses pronounced on Ebal. Well, let me just say something about stones that I've learned through these Bible studies. Is that, you know, we're all considered houses. And so we're like built on stones. And so in the end of times, it says we will all have a rock with our own personal name on it. Did y'all know that in the book of Revelation? And then I was wondering, God, why do you have some of the people have been stoned to death? And that's what I found out through that research. It's like your house was of no use on the earth, so we're stoning you, all the other earth is, you know, type of deal. Anyways, let's continue here. And Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them with plaster. And thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law. Oh, I was wondering, how are they going to remember? It was like over 600 of them. When thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land which flows with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee. Therefore, it shall be, when you be gone over Jordan, that you shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there shalt thou build an altar to the Lord thy God, an altar of stones, and thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Wow, isn't that something? Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shalt eat there, and rejoice before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. That's true, isn't it, Brad? And Moses and the priest, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Aw. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God, and do his commandments and his statutes which I command this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon. I like these little clips to hold my Bible. Okay, let's see. These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you are come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin, and these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that makes any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsmen, and put it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth. In other words, you know the reason I believe God is saying this, Bride, is because he wants them to come in agreement with his word. That's why he's saying, and you are to say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen. So here's chapter 28. The blessings for obedience. We talked about that in Ezekiel this morning. And the curses for disobedience. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. See, that is the key right there. Let me kind of mark that right there. That is the key. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Come on! Yes, Bride, let's declare this. Yes, Lord, we proclare this over ourselves. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind, and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed when you goeth out. Yes, Lord! The Lord shall cause thy enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand to do. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Yes, Lord. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. This is the key again, Bride. This is God's character. And Jesus just fulfills it. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto your father to give you. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Yes, Lord, we proclaim this over us today. and the Lord shall make thee the head. Now, Bride, let me pause here. Who is this for? This is still for us, but who is it for? It's for the ones that obey his commandments. It's for the ones that obey him. Amen. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Come on now. No ungodly associations like ecumenical movement or any of that mess. When we do that, we are going after other gods. Well, what gods are you talking about? I'm talking about the Mammon, the god of Mammon. I'm partnering with them to give me open doors. I'm partnering with them to hang around the elite. I'm partnering with them to get speaking engagements. You're selling your soul. Don't do that. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Oh, Lord! Now we're going to hear the curses. Let's hear what they are. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land and the increase of your kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou cometh in, and cursed shall be when you goeth out. Now who gets these curses, Bride? If we do not hearken to the voice of the Lord to observe to do all his commandments and statutes. Wow. Alright, well, let's keep going. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexing, and rebuke in all that thou settest your hand to do, unto thou be destroyed, and unto thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he has consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, man, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until you perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Now, Bride, why do you think God is being so harsh on them if they do not obey him? Well, let me pause here and explain. This is just my theory, of course. But the reason that I believe God is laying the law down so hard on the children of Israel is because, do you remember when Moses interceded to him about why he should not kill all of them? And this is what is in my spirit right now. Because Moses told him, God, you must consider that when you brought them out of Egypt, the whole world is watching because you're saying these are your children. So the children of Israel represent him. And he's saying that if you go out there and mock my name, then you're going to have to pay the price. Basically, that is what that's for. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou cannot be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness. and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth the wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Well, God has given them many examples of how disobedience opens doors, and all these things will happen. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given into thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given into another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in your hand. The fruit of your land and all your labor shall a nation, which thou knowest not, eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed away, so that thou shalt be mad. Don't y'all love the written word? Thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees, oh my goodness, and in the legs with a sore botch, wow, that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot and to the top of your head. Wow, that is sad, isn't it, Brad? The Lord, all because of disobedience. This is God talking to the children of Israel when they are about to cross over Jordan to go in the promised land. If you do not obey me, these are the curses. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shall serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but they shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. Now, what's amazing about this, Brian, because it sounds so harsh, God saying everything you touch is going to be destroyed. Why? Because God said previously in the chapter that if you obey me, all these things will be so easily given to you. The blessings will overtake you if you will but just obey me. So he's saying if you don't obey me, everything you touch will be destroyed, basically. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God. See, right there it is again. To keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou seest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. So what he's saying is remember I said and told you all the blessings you'll receive if you obey me. Walk in that joy and walk in that freedom is what he's saying. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he has destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not under body the flesh of thy sons and daughters. Oh my gosh! Which the Lord thy God has given thee in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. Oh my goodness, that's terrible. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and toward his wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children, whom he shall eat gross meat out, because he has nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations which ye passed by. And bride, remember how some of those nations did them? It was really sad. They refused for the children of Israel to even cross through. And you have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. Oh, I have got to type this in here. Ecumenical movement. Let me tell you why. This is what I've been exposing about the apostles today. This is it. Because the children of Israel, let me just explain a minute. Okay, the children of Israel, when God brought them through, God let them know, you are my people alone. You have a dome over you. I am protecting you. No one can touch you. I have got you covered, my children. Okay, and he said, do not participate in any idols of any other country. Don't bring their idols in the camp. Do not. People, there were people that walked into the camp and got killed because they was unholy. God refuses for his people to touch the unclean thing. And he does not want us partnering with idols. Any associations having to do with idols. So let's read that again. This is powerful. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the God of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root. See, this causes this root that beareth gall and wormwood. And it come to pass when he hears the words of this curse that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my heart, and to add drunkenness to thirst, the Lord will not spare him. But then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. And the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, shall say, when they see the plagues of that land, and sown, nor beareth, nor any grass grown therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Even all nations shall say, wherefore has the Lord done this unto the land? What meaneth the heat of his great anger? In other words, they will know the fear of the Lord. Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of their Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, for they went and served other gods and worshiped them, gods whom they knew not and whom he had not given unto them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against this land, to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And the Lord rooted them out of their land in anger, and in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land, as it is this day. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words in this law. Wow! That was a powerful chapter. Well, we've got two chapters left today, so let's go to chapter 30. And it shall come to pass. Now, that chapter 30 is about God's great mercies promised unto the penitent. Good morning, Miss Teresa. The commandment is manifest. Life and death are set before the Israelites. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee. Because remember, bride, in the previous chapter, Moses laid out the new covenant. He laid out the new covenant to God's people, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God has driven thee, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whither the Lord thy God has scattered thee. Aww. So he's saying, repent and come back, basically. If any of thine be driven out into the outermost, unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise your heart. Yes, Lord, we ask you today to circumcise our heart. And the heart of our seed, yes, Lord, circumcise them, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies, and on them that hate thee, which persecutes thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments which I command thee this day. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Boy, he has said that time and time again, hasn't he, bride? He wants all of our heart and with all of our soul. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over to the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in your mouth, in your heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land where thou go to possess it. Boy, that is key, bride, right there. Let's highlight this. How to obtain the promised land, right there.
But if thine heart turn away, now this is Moses warning them what's going to happen if they don't do it. Now, bride, we must consider, first of all, God does not have to do all this. He does not have to warn them. Why does God warn people? He warns them to remind them of His judgments. And see, people today that say ministers and prophets that warn people of the judgment coming, that they are wrong and they're an abomination to the body of Christ for speaking negative. People, God wants the prophets to warn people. We need to be warned of things coming so that we will know His judgments. Amen. Okay, but if thine heart turn away so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and they that shall not prolong your days upon the land. Whether thou passest over Jordan to go, I call heaven, and He it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou mayest go with these people into the land which the Lord has sworn unto your fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that does go before thee. He will be with thee, He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which He shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. And that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land whereof you go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, thy days approach that thou must die. All, call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went, oh, I'm going to cry, bride, and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud. And the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with your fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers, all of the land, whether they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. So he's telling Moses before he dies all the things that are going to happen. And they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which shall have wrought, in that they are turned into other gods. Now therefore write ye this song for you all, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, And they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat. Then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. Oh, it's so sad. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. For it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, for I know their imagination, which they go about even now, before I had brought them into the land which I swear. Wow! Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of the law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take this book of the law and put it in the sight of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know your rebellion and stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been a rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death. Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. Wow! For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spoke in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Wow, I can't wait to get back on this in chapter 32. Oh, Bride, I will see you tomorrow. God bless you.